This is Growing Up Aspen with Chris Pomeroy and Andy Collin. And this is the season two of the Wiener Stube Joiners Table Chat. And right now we are with Adriana Alberto from an exchange student from Italy during our time in high school. So it's going to be fun to hear what she has to say, what she got out of Aspen. So I hope you enjoy. Well, I think it's kind of cool that you were with the Jaffees because they are a pretty crucial family in Aspen. And Sandy Monroe, who's like a really famous singer guy in Aspen, when his first start was over there, when he needed a place to stay, they set him up over, Wink gave him a place. And so he kind of stayed there for a little while. So he had done that for a lot of folks. So it was kind of a cool thing that you got to do that. You know, you got a little insight there.
Wait, are we talking about Wilton Jaffe Sr. or Wilton Jaffe Jr.? Because I know nothing of that stuff about Wilton Jaffe Jr.
Oh,
you
yeah?
know, because I worked with Jaffe's last J ranches.
Yeah.
And one was his father's and one was his.
Yes, yes.
And I wonder if maybe you're thinking about the other one.
Well, Alex went to school with us, I think. That was his youngest son.
Oh, yes. Of course I met him. Yeah. I have some pretty anecdotes about him, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have any specific teachers that you felt like were in Aspen that you met? I mean, it was probably such a culture shock and difference. Are there some teachers that really made an impression on you?
Well, I think everybody loved Mr. Burson.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I loved Mr. Burson. You know, I'm still in touch with him. I'm still in touch with him. I met him 2 years ago. So, yeah, I think he was, you know, the greatest teacher, the greatest guy. He made me love history. He was something. And then, well, there was Mr. Fisher.
Yeah.
Woodworking and things like that, technical drawing and stuff like that.
You know, he's still teaching.
He's still teaching?
He's still teaching part-time, but he's still teaching up there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, last time I saw him was in 2011. And yes, he was teaching then, but you know, I thought he had retired at some point.
I think he's one of those that keeps saying he's going to retire, but never does.
Never does. Well, good for him. You know, that keeps him young. So good for him. And of course, I remember Dave Conero.
Oh yeah.
Whom I took typing with and Mike Christopher. And on the other hand, nobody liked, and I don't even remember his name, nobody liked the math teacher. The one who at a certain point killed somebody.
Oh, Lee Bauman. Lee Bauman.
Maybe.
I think was his name. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's so funny that Aspen...
weird.
Yeah, Aspen's had stories like that where you know, where it's like, what, didn't he shoot his family or something? And you're like,
yeah, I think he moved to a different town and ended up, murdering his family and himself, I think.
Right, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one daughter survived because she was off at school, I think.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. So she's probably with grandparents or whatnot.
That was really bad. And then it was also, I don't remember his name. He was really nice. The science teacher.
Mr. Beer?
Yeah, well, no, she's thinking high school.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thinking high school. The one who was almost got to be on the starship. It's not a starship.
Mr. Flynn.
Mike Flynn.
Yeah. Mike Flynn, exactly. Yeah. I like him too.
Yeah, I took astronomy and meteorology with him, and he was really great. Because I remember we'd go into the little planetarium that was behind his room there, and we'd go in there, and then sometimes we'd go at night, we'd meet at the school, go outside, and he'd show us outside. Like, oh, look over there, because it was like outside in the mountains there was even better than using the little planetarium.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, Adriana. I think he was a candidate to be on the space shuttle.
Exactly. The one that exploded.
It's Krista McAuliffe, I think, was the one that went. Yeah, that was interesting. I had always hoped that he would get on there, but now I'm thinking, yeah, it's probably a good thing he didn't. So.
I think Mark Whitley, one of our students, fellow students, actually worked on the Cassini project, one of the satellites that went.
Really?
Yeah. And then he came back and ended up becoming a teacher and took Flynn's place.
Well, I can show you where Cassini was born, and I can, you know, it's a small place next to the place I go to the seaside, and I can go and take pictures of that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. It's a very nice small town, and that's where the guy was born.
Thanks for listening. Growing up, the authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you, and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.